The Conclusion of the Aeons, by André Pete. April 19, 2012. The expression, the conclusion of the aeons, we encounter in Hebrews 9:26 in a rather complex sentence. When we translate this verse literally, word for word, it reads as follows: yet now once on conclusion of the aeons into repudiation of the sin through the sacrifice of him he has been manifested. Most translations let the words, he has been manifested, apply to the conclusion of the aeons. This produces a strange sense, because it suggests that in the past the aeons, at Christ's appearance, would have ended. That can obviously not be the case, because when Christ will reign as king, in the future, he will do this for the aeons of aeons, Rev. 1:15. That is to say, that after the present aeon, at least two aeons will follow. See also, Ephesians 2:7. A clear picture of this verse arises only when we relate the end of the aeons to the repudiation of sin. That connection is just perfect, because, when someday there will be no sin anymore and with it, death, sin reigns in death. Rome 5:21, as last enemy will be abolished, then, indeed, the aeons will be concluded. Christ's reign will have been completed and he will transfer a perfected kingdom to his God and Father. 1 Cor 15:22-28. Through the sacrifice of himself in the past equals his death and resurrection, this final result is guaranteed. Paraphrased, Hebrews 9:26 reads, but Christ has now once appeared, in order, at the conclusion of the aeons, to put away sin, by the sacrifice of himself. In short, Christ appeared not at, but in view of the conclusion of the aeons. First line, original text. Second line, concordant rendering. Third line, KJV. Line of symbols. Translation, Peter Fedima. Copyright André Pyatt, www.goldberry.nl. Return to main index page.